Once upon a time, there was a woodcarver who had two children named Johann and Margaret. They lived in a little house at the edge of the forest. It was a quaint cabin made of wood with lace curtains on the windows. Outside, there was a beautiful garden. Margaret and Johann liked to play amongst the flowers, which towered over their heads. They were happy children, whose imaginations ran wild, and their father was very proud of them. He worked hard carving wood and selling his creations at a market in the nearby town. Every weekend, he would push his cart with a big wooden wheel down the path to the village. There, local children would marvel at all the things he made by hand. There were tiny horses that rolled on wheels and thin wooden drumsticks that made a wonderful sound when you banged them on the ground. There were flutes and painted balls, and even delicate wooden mobiles to hang over a baby's crib. Johann and Margaret often accompanied their father on market day. They would carry his toys around the square and show them to the other children. Sometimes they would just spend the afternoon chasing each other up and down the town streets. It was a special treat to go to market day. Their father would place a little silver coin in each of their pockets for them to spend any way they pleased. Their first stop was always the candy cart. Johann liked the licorice strings, while Margaret preferred the sugar drops. But when their father knew it would be a very busy day, he would tell the children to stay at the cabin and play, with promises of sweets brought home in his pocket. This particular week, Johann and Margaret were excited about going with their father into town. On the morning of market day, they woke up early and dressed in their best clothes. Then they pulled their father's cart out of the shed, around to the front of the house, and packed all his toys inside. By the time the woodcarver went to the garden, his children were already waiting for him. He picked up the handles of the cart and began to push. It was a one-wheeled contraption that was easy to maneuver over any roof or bumps in the road. As he pushed, he hummed a tune. It was the same tune every market day. Johann and Margaret knew it well and sang along, their voices ringing bright and cheerful through the trees. The road from their house was a well-worn track. It had two parallel lines that cut through the grass and marked where carriage wheels had traveled over the years. Every so often, Johann and Margaret began to skip. They called to their father to catch up as they hurried down the path. He laughed and cried after them. "Don't go too far ahead," he warned. "You don't want to get lost out here in the woods. That's how the witch will find you." "We won't get lost," the children said, and giggled as they went a little further down the road. "And we aren't scared of any witch." They waited for him by a large boulder that sat at the halfway point between their home and town. Margaret climbed to the top of the rock, using the little hand and footholds that had been worn into it over time. Johan picked up a small stick and dragged it around the boulder in a circle. He loved the scratching sound it made as it crossed the jagged stone face. After a minute, they saw their father's cap emerge from behind the green foliage that grew on both sides of the road. He smiled when he saw them, and they waved in return.